Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again, Father, for the opportunity to be able to be here to minister your word tonight. Lord, it's not me, but it's all about you. And Lord, if there's anything that I shouldn't say, Holy Spirit, just quicken me right then not to say it, or quicken me to say what needs to be said. But the main thing is that, Lord, you be glorified and I be blessed, Father. And I just thank and praise you, Father, for the opportunity to be able to do this tonight. And I'm the vessel that you have chosen for tonight. And I give you glory and praise it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm going to... At first, I didn't know what I wanted to minister on when I was asked about ministering. So, what I'm going to minister on to you tonight is not nothing new, but it's something that... Well, the date that I have here, I ministered it back in 2018, but I'm thinking I might have ministered it before then. But anyway, we're talking about making choices. And the thing about making choices is this. When you came here tonight, you made the choice to come. Did nobody twist your arm? You came because you wanted something. You didn't just come here to sit down and warm those seats up. Because each time we leave here, we should leave here with a different attitude, making better choices than what we made the day before then. And making choices daily is very important. The reason I say it's important because God said death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that eat it, hey, if you eat the fruit to it, depends on which one you eat. If you want death, you get death. If you want life, what do? You go for it. And all of us in here, we're believers. We're going with life. Amen. Okay, now just look at Psalm 37, verse, verse 4. Okay, I'm reading it to you from the New King James Version, but I'm going to read it to you from the New Living Translation. In the New King James Version, it says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." But yet, God tells you to do something. He said, "Delight yourself." He's not going to do it for you. You got to do it yourself. Hey, that's a choice. That's a choice you made. That's a choice you got to make tonight if you want to. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you desires of your heart. Now, in the New Living Translation, it says pretty close about the same thing. It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart desire. See, it's basically saying the same thing, but it's breaking it down even more. Let me take my watch off here. And the thing is, when you sit down and you think about the daily choices you got, that's a lot of choices you have to make through the day. And making those choices is very, very important. Now turn with me to Proverbs, the third chapter. Now in Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." If you notice that, he said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Now, what does he mean by that? Everything that you have in you. I don't care if you have to get down and just pray hard to seem like you're sweating, like when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. We have to get down and pray because he said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding." Now, if we don't trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we begin to lean to our own understanding, what you think will happen? If you lean to your own understanding, you will be so confused that you wouldn't know what to do. That's why he said, don't lean to your own understanding. My understanding, your understanding, in the natural, is different. And each one of those understandings, it might be good, but that's not the understanding God is talking about. He's talking about leaning to his own understanding. And I'm quite sure when we lean to God's understanding, we'll begin to understand God even more. And I sit there and I think sometimes, leaning to my own understanding, that's not going to work. meaning to God understanding, that would work. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to read this to you. I have another translation here, the easy to read version. The same verse here, Proverbs 3, verse 5. And this way it breaks it down. It says, trust the Lord completely and don't depend on your own knowledge. See, our knowledge don't mean a thing. Then it says, with every step you take, not one step, a two step, a three, but he said, every step you take. That means I don't care where you go at, every step you take, hey, you got to depend on the Lord. And it says, with every step that you take, think about what he wants, and he will help you go the right way. Amen. See, that's important. When you take that step, you're saying, Lord, if I step this way, if I'm doing what you say do, Lord, if I go this way, is I'm going the right way. Lord, if I go over here, is I'm going where you want me to go. Lord, if I walk back here, as I'm going where you want me to go. Or you're going doing it your way. But you used to always say, Lord, direct my steps. And when God order your steps, you're not the son and we're saying, all of my steps in the Lord, and God order your steps. Hey, every step you take will not be wrong, but it'll be right. Amen. Hey, I seem like I'm getting a rain down here. You got here? Okay. Amen. Okay, now let's look at Proverbs the 4th chapter. And I'm going to read from you from the New King James Version first, then I'm going to break it down to you. Okay, Proverbs the 4th chapter, verse 20 and 23. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Now that's important, ain't it? It says, for out of it sprang the issue of life. And that's what we want to know. We want the issue of life all the time flowing through us. Now, I'm going to read it to you from the easy to read verse. It says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Now, when God tells you to pay attention to what he say, what he wants you to do? Pay attention. And then when the pastor's up here ministering, or anyone else, Brother Strait or Tony, when they are ministering the word of God, what are we supposed to be doing? Paying attention. And you know what? It was like when I first went in the guards, I went off of basic training. And one thing they told me, and they told all of us, they say, Don't sit up here in the class and sleep. They say, because the very time you go to sleep, that what you might need when you get on the field. And because you slept during that class, or during that certain time, could in your life. So when you read the word of God, we take it seriously. I take it seriously. The thing about it, I want more and more of him all the time. And that's a hunger that everyone in here should have. One of the, have more hunger for the love of God, for his word. Amen. Okay. Then it says, he said, listen closely to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. And then on down here, it's the same translation. It says, never stop thinking about them. Never. Hey, if you like me, you cannot afford to stop thinking about the word of God. Because when you get in a tight situation, the reason he says study to show yourself approval, when you get in a tight situation and you don't know what to do, you better know something about the word. Because, hey, if you call me and I'm 30 miles away, I can't help you. You see what I'm saying? I can give you some advice, but hey, God is right there. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Hey, he said, never stop thinking about them, about his word. Okay, then it said, these words are the secret of life. Now that's something when we tell you these words are the secret of life and health to all who discover them. And above all, he said, be careful what you think. Remember I talked not too long ago, I was talking about the mind, how we think. That's very important because God talks a lot about the way we think. He says, a man thinketh, so is he. or either a woman that she's thinking. Hey, now I have a question. Excuse me, I'm gonna ask every one of you. Are we where we are today for what we have said in the past? Now think about that for a moment. Are we where we are today from what we have said in the past? What did you say in the past? Have you said anything in the past that defeats you? Have you said anything in the past that make you go forward? Have you said anything in the past that made you get discouraged? Have you said anything in the past that would encourage you? Have you said anything in the past that would encourage someone else? Have you said in the past that when someone see you coming, they say, oh, no, I know they're going to say I'm going the other direction? And it has been like that now. Because one thing that I used to do, I try not to do it now, but anyway, I do it, you know, it depends on who you're speaking to. I used to pass people, even at work, when I used to work at the plant, well, how you doing? That's the wrong question to ask a person sometimes. God, when you ask them that, then you got to listen at, oh, my dog fell down and got killed. Oh, I went over here and broke my leg. Oh, this happened to me. This happened to me. I'd be saying, yeah, yeah. And so then I start making the habit, watch what you say. That's right. Because sometimes you don't want to hurt a person's feeling, but if you got to listen to all their details, all their negative stuff, when you go home, I can guarantee you will remember that more than you will the Word of God. That's just the way the devil will hit the thought at you. He will make sure you remember that, and he try to distract you from what you are, have already learned in, you know, in church. Or either doing daily, you know, devotion. Amen. Okay. Looking over here on next page. Okay, let's look at John 17 chapter. I was looking at John 17 chapter. We're talking about making daily choices. But this is very interesting. John 17 chapter, verse 21. Well, I'm up back up to verse 20. And this is Jesus praying for all believers. He said, I do not pray for those alone, but also for those who believe in me through the word. So what I want you to do is focus your attention on 21. He said, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me. Now he said, you know, that we all may be one as he is in the Father. He said, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Now that's what I'm saying. Be doing. Just think about it. Just think. He lives on the inside of you. You can't get away from him. I don't care. You can go and hide outside the wall here. God is, he's right there with you. Because he lives on the inside of you. So how can you get rid of him? You can't. He's there to stay. And if you don't have to listen to him now, but a lot of times we should be living from the inside out, not from the inside in. Now, if you try to live from the outside in, it'll mess you up. But the things of God, we live from the inside out. It's just like when you become a Christian. People look at you and say, well, I don't see anything in that person. But yet, just wait till that person gets grounded in the Word of God. You know. Because you can see a Christian person. You can look at them and you can see, hey, they're different. Every Christian person I've looked, seen, and living the Word like they should, in a good word church, getting the word, if you notice, they look different. They act different. They think different. They want to be different. Don't, not thinking that you're better than anybody else, but you just want people to know who you serve. You just want people to know that the God you serve, hey, he will not let you down. Amen. And speaking of finances, think about this. God wants us all to be blessed. Think about daily. Think about that daily. You know, having daily thoughts. There's nothing wrong with thinking about how you want God to bless you. But don't make that your priority. Your top priority should be knowing who God is. Knowing not only as God, knowing him as your father, knowing Jesus as your big brother. Because he's a brother that stick with you closer than a brother will. I mean, than your brother in the natural. So anytime at night, you know, sometime at night I wake up and he's just like, I haven't been asleep. I just be laying there. You know, I'd be thinking about the things of God. I'd be thinking about his presence. And I'd be waiting for him to speak to me. But if he don't speak to me, it doesn't matter. I know he's there. That's what counts. That's all that counts. Knowing that he said, hey, you know one scripture I meditate on all the time? He will never leave you or forsake. He's living on the inside of me. So I cannot get away from him. So I told the Lord one day, I said, well, Lord, I said, whatever I go through, I said, you got to go through it with me. You can't name nothing I got to go through with that he's not there. Because he promised. He gave me a promise. I think about that daily. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he promised he'd never leave you. God cannot lie. He said, let man be a liar, but let the word of God be true. Hey, he cannot lie, so I can back him down with his word. I can say, you say you'll never leave. You might not meet that I need right now, but you're going to do it sooner or later. Like you say, you never leave. You might have another way of doing it. But God got so many plans. He got so many ideas for us. Another thing that God spoke to me, I never forget it. Before the ministry got started, Brother Tony, when we was going to the other church, one morning I was getting ready for church. And I hear just as clear, I'm talking to you, God said, people going to be very disappointed when they get to heaven and see what they could have had here on earth. Amen. Testing 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Yeah, what I was saying is, and you know, sometimes when God speaks things to you, they stick to you more than anything else. But that one, that sentence he made, that statement God told me, it stuck with me. He said, hey, when people get to heaven and see the things that could have had here on earth that they didn't see, they're going to be very disappointed. They could, you know, I won't say you'd be disappointed out there because it's nothing but joy out there, but I'm saying you'd be disappointed at the things you could have had here on earth. So think about it. What did God want you to have here on earth? Excuse me. What did God want you to have here on earth that, but he don't want it to have you, but he wants you to have it. So I want you to look at it. It's still making, okay, excuse me. Yes, 1, 2, 3. Can y'all hear me? Okay. Yeah, what I was saying is, you know, sometimes when I be sitting there thinking, I be thinking about the things that God wants to have. And thinking about that daily, you know, like I say, I don't just focus on that, but every now and then it runs across my mind. Hey, you know, what God gonna bless me with today? How God gonna bless me? Who path I'm going to run across today? What can I say that'll help somebody? You know, just looking around, just, you know, God will have you in places that you don't even know that he's got you there to you there. You know, and one time I was, let me say, I was at this place, and, you know, if you stand around and listen, you hear people say a lot of things, and you can learn from them. I remember this guy. Doesn't stay too far from me. And I always wave at him and go up and down the road. And that day I met him at Walmart. That's where you meet everybody, at Walmart. And that guy had never made a conversation with me. When he got through talking with me, he was telling me this and that. He was telling me about the things he was going through. I just listened, and when I got home, I told Barbara, I said, you know who talked to me? And I mentioned, I said, He has never talked to me before. And that happened to me a lot. But the thing is, at that time, you know, I didn't get a chance to pray with him. But the thing is, I prayed about it later on, you know. But the thing is, be ready. That's all I can say. God wants to be ready for every occasion and every opportunity. But getting back to talking about thinking about things daily, that's something we can think about on a daily basis, you know, how we can be a blessing to other people, how we can help them. And it doesn't have to be finances. Because the first thing that comes to a person's mind when they say, be a blessing to others, the first thing, it's natural to pop in your mind, you're talking about, you're talking about money. No, it doesn't have to be money. Just saying, hey, I called to check on you. Hey, I just gonna stop by and see how you're doing. Hey, I'm concerned about, you know, the things you're going through. You know, just being a friend, that's all it takes. And the thing for me, I try to be friends with everybody, but it doesn't work out that way sometimes. But that's all right. God loves me still, and he loved him, and we just keep on going. That's the main thing about it. So the thing is, making daily choices, trying to do the right thing. And when you're doing the right thing, sometimes people appreciate it. And when you're doing the wrong thing, you know they're not going to appreciate it. So the thing is, always do the right thing. Think right. Think the way that God will have us to think. And if we think the way that God wants to think, do what God says to do, we'll have favor at all times. Amen. I'm going to see if I have another scripture here. Okay, you don't have to turn here, but John 10:10 said, out of the abundance of the heart. No, let me go ahead and turn it. I'm right here from it. Okay, John 10:10. It said, a thief does not come except for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Now you think about that. And you know what? This is in here every day for you to read. It's nothing that you can't find in God's word that's not true. He lets you know his word is true. He lets you know when man is lying. And you know the devil is the father of all. So he lets you know right then, hey, the devil done been defeated. And so we got the name of Jesus to back him down anytime he come against us. Because the devil is what? He's the father of liars. So anytime he's whispering in your ear, telling you this or that, all that matters, you know that it's a lie. And all that matters, you know that if he tell you something and it sounds like it's true, he's twisting it around. And another thing you have to look out for, and you think this, you know, when he took Jesus up on the, after Jesus kind of came off the 40-day fast, and you remember, y'all know the story, he offered Jesus all this stuff. But you know what? Now, in the natural, people don't know any better. What would they have did? Hey, they jumped on it in a minute and took all that stuff. But Jesus is smart. That's why you need to know the word. He knew what the word said. And every time the devil said something to him about giving him different things, what did Jesus do? He quoted the word back to him. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to quote the word back to him when he comes against us. And remember, we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Okay. And let's see here. Turn with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter. And I want you to see something here. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 6. And this is what the Word of God says. He said, but you, when you pray, go into the room. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now, I've read this here many a times. But you know how you read something, you just skim over. You say, oh, I know that. I've been knowing that for years and years. But a part here was very interesting. When he says, but you, when you pray, he said, go into your room. Now, you can go into your room. You can go anywhere in the house you want to. You can go outside and pray if you want to, just long as you're in a private place. But he said, and when you have shut the door, or in private, wherever, he said, pray to the Father who is in the secret place. Now, that right there, He says, pray to the Father who is in the secret place. And what I got out of this, hey, the Father's already there in the secret place. He's waiting on you. That's right. That's what it says. He said, pray to the Father who is in the secret place. And I got looking at that. I said, wow, God. I said, you're already there. You're already there waiting on me to come. And so that's what's happened to y'all. God is in the secret place right now. And he's there, you know, they're sitting there waiting and wondering, hey, are they ever going to come to me? Are they ever going to come and pray to me? Are they ever going to come and talk to me? I've been in this secret place the whole time, all these years. And I wonder how many people does go in the secret place and talk to them. Hey, and I got to think about that. When you go in the secret place and you talk to the Lord, hey, it'll change your life. That's right, because like I said, I read that scripture many a times, but God gave me some light on it this week. And I just kept reading it and kept reading it and kept reading it and said, wow. I kept going over and over. I said, I can't tell you how many times I read that today and yesterday. And he's telling me to come and pray. And he's already there waiting on me. So the same way it should be with you. When you go into that secret place, hey, remember, God is already there waiting on you. That's right. Amen. And there's one more thing I'm going to give you for tonight. And I'm going to read this to you. If you don't have a close relationship with God, knowing him in a personal way, you will fall for any tricks of the devil and you will be defeated every time. And we are people that will not be defeated. We will not give up. But what we will do, we will stand. After all having done, what we do, we stand. Amen. 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 And the devil is, okay, in John 8:44, you can read that sometime yourself, but the devil is a father of lies. Of lies. Every time he opens his mouth, what happens? That's right. And you know what's so bad? We got people in the natural that lies the same way. Every time they open their mouth, what are they doing? They're lying. So what are you supposed to do when you come up against a person like that? Well, you can pray for them, or you can go the other direction and tell them, I can't believe all the lies you're telling me. When you can tell the truth. And then, on top of that, how you know when they're going to start telling the truth? So, that's a question. That'll leave that question with you. How you know when a person will really stop lying and start telling you the truth? Think about it. You don't know that. If a person been lying for 20, 25 years, and you know it, and then he start telling you the truth, how you going to believe that? That's hard to believe. But it should come to pass, but he's got to prove himself. He's got to prove himself. A man who went back on the Lord, and he said he came back to the Lord, he's got to prove himself. Now, God knows his heart, but we don't. Now we know what he tells. Amen. So, as I close tonight, just think about the things I was talking about, you know. Think about these things daily. But the main thing is Matthew 6:6, where I'm telling you, when you go to that secret place to pray, God is already there waiting on you. Now, it would be bad to go into the secret place to pray, and you get there and you pray and God not there. That's something to think about. But he said, you know, he's already there. He's there waiting on you. He's there waiting on me. Amen. Okay, let's bow with him in prayer. Father, we thank you for the night, for your word coming forth. We thank you, Father, for just being who you are, Father. And Lord, we just thank you because we know your word will not go back void, but you will accomplish your word and you will do what you said you would do. Now, I'd like to say to you that are watching the service tonight, those of you that are watching this live stream, if you're not saved and you want to give your life to the Lord, I'd like to pray with you. If you're a backslider, you want to give your life to come back to the Lord, you can, because God is